Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. For a free rate quote. Great show for you today, obviously. A football Friday. But it's going to be a heck of a weekend. We got sports going on all over the place. So it's every weekend at this moment should be great. You just had the NBA playoffs. You got baseball in the championship series going on. And you got football, obviously. And then now you got college football. So it should be a good weekend, but Rob, I mean, we'll see if the baseball series continue. Right now, obviously, the Dodgers down 3-1.
We could have
to Atlanta.
We could have eliminations tonight in both series.
Yes, and if we don't, because Tampa Bay's up 3-2 on Houston, they're up 1-0 right now in the third inning. But if we don't have eliminations tonight, then that means you got some big baseball games over the weekend, too.
For the weekend, yep.
Yes. We got the huge, huge fight. And the casual fans might not know about it, but Vasily Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez.
Gesundheit.
Rob.
Very hard.
You're not watching it, are you?
No, I'm not. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this.
If you like boxing, you got to check it out.
What happens, though. I'm serious, and I don't mean this is just not boxing, but a lot of sports. Because this happened in the NHL, Chris, as well. When you can't pronounce the people who are playing, when you can't pronounce their names, it's hard for people to talk about them. Or do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Here you are, a boxing guy. You're struggling over the name. So me and my buddy can't be at a bar talking about the fight because I can't even say the guy's name. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's fair. That's fair. It's like kind of we talk about, and we won't get into this tonight, but we talk about, can an international player be the face of a league?
Right. It's difficult, it's not racist. I just think it's difficult.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, so we got that. And obviously, Rob, we'll get into this, but the game of – they're always good NFL games. I'm really looking forward to the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game. First time they've met since the Myles Garrett helmet incident. First time he's playing, I should say, since, he's in the game. They played again last year, but he obviously didn't play. But the game of the weekend, there's no sugarcoating it, is Tampa Bay hosting Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers visiting Tom Brady. We will get into that. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and the twos, and this is the day he loves to show off. Because he's not just knee-deep, he is totally deep the crates on a funky flashback Friday. We got super producer Rob G. And on the updates, the professional always, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get into it. I'll give you first crack. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Some are saying, you might be in this group, it's put up or shut up for Tom Brady and the Bucks. What's your thoughts?
It is. It's a big game. They're playing a really good team. It's one of those games that if you got a little something going at home, right? He's got all of his receivers, I think, back this week.
Chris Godwin will be back. Yep.
And remember, they played in Chicago. They scored a touchdown in the first quarter, Chris, and didn't score another touchdown. That was a bad loss. They were up 13-0, right? Early on, and they wind up losing. So here's a game, and Chicago's now 4-1, so I'm counting them as a good team, quote-unquote good team, right? So they lost to Chicago. They lost to the Saints. Those are their two losses. If they lose here, they will have lost to all the quote-unquote, and I'm using it as that, good teams, and they would drop to 3-3. So, you know, if you want to say week one against
the
Saints.
Panthers are technically.
Are they 3-2 now?
Yes, 3-2. So
okay,
I mean,
but I still don't.
Yeah,
I don't
think that because
they could go either way. Do you know what I'm saying? Like these other three teams. Right, the other three teams, I would say. That's why I'm saying in quotes, good teams.
Right, right.
So I think people are looking to say, well, here's a measuring stick game, Chris. That's what I'll call it. Green Bay's played as well as you can play. It's a road game. I think Devontae Adams finally, Chris. They've been doing it with mostly without him. I think he's only played one game, right? I think.
Right. Yep, 1.5 or something.
1.5 games, okay. So this is a big test. And it's about Tom Brady, obviously, but it's also about this Tampa Bay team where it was easy, Chris, to just say, it was Jameis Winston. Oh, he threw all those interceptions. That's why we weren't good. That's why we didn't make the playoffs. That's why we were 7-9. Whatever it is. But we saw some things and we've seen some things about the team not being disciplined. And that's really what I want to look at as well, along with Tom Brady and how he plays and how the offense, when he has all of his wide receivers back in the fold. We do not know, right, about Leonard Fournette yet, Chris, do we?
No.
Okay, so we don't know.
But Ronald Jones has been running the ball well.
Right, but I'm just saying.
But
we don't know.
Fournette for sure, yes.
So I think that this is a game that we – a gauge game where we can take a look at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay beats Green Bay. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, you got to feel good about that, right? That even though it's a home game and it's not a big spread, it's basically a pick 'em. Isn't it a 1 point?
Right, right.
It's 1 point.
Feel good is an understatement.
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah, I think, you know, I picked Tampa Bay to get to the Super Bowl. I think Green Bay is going to win this game because I think Green Bay right now, I mean, there's no question, they're playing better football. They're playing tremendous football. They're playing the best football in the league. And I think Tampa Bay is still figuring it out, and I don't think that should surprise anyone. You know, you mentioned they're going to have their full complement of receivers for the first time this year. So rather than thinking, okay, now it's on, it's going to be a light show, and, you know, I think it'll be good for them. But it's still, it's this, to me, that's just, okay, they're still in the process. And so I don't feel bad about my pick of them getting to the Super Bowl. If they lose Sunday, as I believe they will, I won't feel like, oh, they got no shot, because I expected the first month, 6 weeks, whatever, to be you're feeling it out. And I think they're going to gradually get better as it is. Obviously, you'll hate to lose two in a row. They don't want to come off that loss to Chicago and lose again at home. But it is what it is. It's not going to break them. You brought up the penalties. You're right. I mean, obviously, Tom Brady, for his whole career, has been in the most buttoned-up organization in the league. And they're not having those sort of penalties. And I'm sure it is ticking him off. But that's Bruce Arians, as good an offensive mind as he is.
Chris.
His teams do that. And I think it's up to Brady. Brady's got to instill in that team the understanding that, yo, we cannot, if we really have designs on winning a Super Bowl, we can't be doing this, period. I don't care how explosive we might be. We can't be having these silly penalties. And I think it's going to be up to him. I'm not saying he's got to yell at everybody and be Mr. Tough Guy, but he's got to get that mentality into the team. I don't think Arians is going to do it.
Well, let me give you the numbers.
That's going to take a little bit of time.
Because when we say it's not an understatement about Brady not used to all these penalties, but so far this year, the Patriots have 20 two less offensive penalties. You ready? It's 25-3, Chris. Tampa Bay has 25 to 3. 22 offensive penalties difference is huge. It does
mean five games,
right?
It does four and a half a game.
It could be the difference between winning and losing, and calling a playback, a big play or a score, right?
Or being taken
out of field goal range or whatever it is. There's all kinds of penalties offensively. So that's another part of. And you're right. I've always said this. Penalties, that's a coaching issue, Chris.
Yep.
More so than players.
He's been coaching long enough. It's not. It's going to be hard for him to change that, right? So I think Brady's got to be. And again, I'm not saying he's got to get on a stool and yell at everybody. But he's going.
Even though he did yell at the offensive line last week.
Yes, he did. Which I'm fine with. Whether it's basketball, football. Yeah, it happens. But here's where I'll push back on you, and I don't know if you are – I don't think you're saying that they're better off with James. They would have been
– I'm not saying that.
Okay, right.
All I'm saying is it's not all Tom Brady. But it's not all Jameis Winston. I'm saying, like, I'm starting to see other issues.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why this franchise hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years. Do you know what I'm saying? There's some of that.
Yeah, but also, I mean, those 12 years – they weren't the same coaches.
No, the same players overall. But
that
Chris,
time.
Can I give you this?
You can't poo-poo 30 picks in today's NFL. Now, I get it, but years ago, some of the best quarterbacks in the league were throwing a lot of picks like that. But now it's because now so many of the passes are dinks, right? Dink and dunk. If you're throwing that many interceptions, it's like something's wrong with you. And I know they throw it down the field more than your average team. But I see that's where, like, Brady's on pace to throw, like, 12, 13 interceptions, whereas Jameis threw 30 last year. So I know you're not saying it, but they are, make no mistake, they're better off with Tom Brady than Jameis Winston.
But my point is there's a culture sometimes, and I saw it in Detroit with the Lions covering them for 20 years. I don't care who the coach was, Chris. Do you know what I mean? There's something there, and you keep going, same old Lions. Here we go. And it's different coaches.
Cleveland.
It's different players.
Right.
Cleveland, you know that. You watched it, and you go, how can they keep doing the same thing? It's not even the same guy or the same coach or the same system.
Right.
But it's like ingrained in bad teams sometimes. So that's all I'm saying is those are things that if I'm Tom Brady, I'm a little worried about.
Oh, I'm sure he's frustrated. Yeah,
it's not what he's used to.
But they do, Ty Bowles is a very good defensive coordinator. Some think maybe the best in the league. Their defense is fine. They obviously have the weapons. They do have to fine tune this stuff, as you said. And that's what you bring a Tom Brady in for. Look, let's face it. At 43, you don't think he's going to be slinging it around the yard like Pat Mahomes, right? I mean, obviously you think he can still do it physically. He's still good, but he's not physically great like he used to be or like some of these other guys are right now. But he's still good physically, and you expect him to be fantastic mentally. Last week's brain fart notwithstanding. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is this Sunday's matchup between the Buccaneers and the Packers a put-up or shut-up game for Tom Brady and Tampa Bay? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
DJ Alex Teichert wants us to let it breathe. Rick James. All right, it's The Odd Couple and it's October. And what does that mean? Well, it's Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked by high rates on car insurance. Geico is brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save. Get a quote today at geico.com. All right, put up or shut up for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Sunday. 877-99 on Fox. Let's see what you think.
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up,
hey,
Dre?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, bro? We good.
That's good. A lot of people do what y'all do, but nobody do it like y'all do it, man. I love
man.
It.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Send a letter to Fox Sports 1, by the way.
You say what?
Email to Fox Sports 1 about that.
Yeah.
I need to email about them about putting on pro bowling and cutting y'all off at 7 o'clock at night. Don't worry about no bowling or no soccer.
Oh, you mean, on serious. There's nothing we could do.
Right.
All right. What you got?
But yeah, it's definitely a put up or shut up for Tom Brady. Just think about it. The Bucs went, 7-9 last year? Nobody brought you here to go 8-8. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to put up against a good team. You're only good as what you come up against. So if you're not beating the good teams, then you, like Dennis Green said a long time, you are what we thought you were. You thought you were. So, you know, I didn't expect much
from
Brady.
You don't expect them to improve, though? I mean,
honestly,
okay, 3-3. That would be pace for 8-8.
Right.
But I don't expect – I'm not going to say, okay, since they're 3-3, they're going to finish 8-8. I think they're going to get progressively better.
Chris, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I'm a Tom Brady fan. But last year you can see the drop-off in the way he threw the ball. The ball was barely getting to the – receiver barely getting past the line of scrimmage.
Has the long ball been a problem this year? Keep it real.
No. No, okay. No. It That's hasn't. It hasn't. But what I'm saying is it's still he's not able to make every throw all the time. Yes, he can get it every now and then, but he's not consistent with it.
All right. There it is. That's one for put up.
Definitely. How about Trey in Montana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
First off, I love the show. Love you guys.
Thank you. Hey, Trey, I need to get to Montana. When I finally get a chance to see the rest of the country, Montana's on my list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Got to come up to Flathead Lake and Glacier National Park, for sure.
Definitely. All right, what you got?
What you got?
I don't really think it's a put up or shut up this weekend for the Bucs because, I mean, they're 3-2 so far right now, and they played a pretty good Bears team in the Saints when they were pretty healthy. And if they lose this weekend, so what? They're only 3-3.
Right.
And it's a long season, you know. We see teams like the Falcons last year that went on like a 7-0 run to end the year, or like the Titans, and I think as time goes along, the Bucs are just going to get better.
Only thing I have is, you say 3-3, you're almost at the halfway point, you know, of 8 games being the halfway. Right. So, I mean, it's easy to say they're going to get better, and what if they finish the first half, Chris, 4-4? You know what I mean? I don't think that's where you want to be, even at the halfway point, because then you put pressure on yourself. You got to win. You got to be 6-2, you know? Like,
right.
You'd have to win at that clip. That's why I think, you know, 6 games is a measuring stick for me.
But don't you can't kill them. I don't think you'll kill them.
Not to
lose,
but I'm just saying it.
I mean, if they get just totally embarrassed.
Right, that's something else. But you're getting closer to the halfway point.
Right.
And if you're 4-4 and have to go 6-2 to finish the season, that's not easy. It's not easy. And Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
What's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
What's up?
How are you?
Hey, Jair Alexander and Kevin King, they're two playmakers. They're ball hawks, and they're really talented in the secondary for the Packers. I think Tom, Steve, DeBerg, Brady falls off the cliff this weekend, overcompensating for the mental error that he made and all the excuses that everyone put up for him last week when he forgot what down it was. So I see another pick six in the book.
They better take that cross-field pass from one of the hashes out of the playbook.
Why they keep doing it?
Because you're right. It could be a pick six if he does something like that. That's a nice little psychoanalyst by Chad. All right.
Not bad, Chad.
Okay.
Chad in the natty. What about Mark in Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hi, gentlemen. I hope you're both healthy.
Yes
man. You
thank
too.
God. Thank God.
By the way, the shoes you sent me, I converted them to high tops, and I even found a color that goes along with the Odd Couple blue. I didn't know if your color a proprietary color, or in other words, is it registered, or can I throw in my high top with a color that looks just like it?
Yeah, that's fine. You could do whatever you want.
Are you
with
the
those.
One that called in earlier where you made them high tops, or is
right.
this a whole
yeah.
separate?
No, this is this is Mark.
I was going to say, my goodness, what's up with the
high tops? Yeah. Right.
I'm going to email them to Rob, and then you guys can take a look at them.
Okay,
sounds good.
You got if you got bad ankles and you're on the beach, trust me, it doesn't really help. Anyway,
I got you.
Getting to the point here, I know and play football. What's really being, I think, underappreciated is the difficulty of learning a new system. But
yes.
Perhaps more important for Brady is unlearning a system that was in his mind, his body, and everything he did for, 13, 14 years. That's really being underappreciated. It's really difficult.
I think that's fair.
And I didn't expect them to Super Bowl or bust, but it takes a time to gel. And you know when it happens, it's like a click, and then all of a sudden everything's a lot easier. You look at the Packers side, same offense for a number of years, but I'm also thinking it's a little deja vu with the Packers. Do we know the strength of schedule on the Packers have played?
I don't know off
question.
The top of my head. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Well, they beat the Saints.
We talked about last week. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I beat up a bunch of patsies. So.
Right.
It's been all right. All right. It is the I Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our friend Bucky Brooks, FS1 NFL analyst, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's an NFL Network and FS1 NFL analyst, friend of the show, though he's a feisty one. It's Bucky Brooks. Bucky,
what's happening?
To the iCouple.
Hey, man, what's going on? How you guys doing?
We are great, man.
We are great. I know we're going to get to the game of the weekend, Buccaneers, Packers, but I want to start with Pittsburgh and Cleveland. I think this is a game where I think we'll find out if Cleveland's for real. Whether they win or lose, if it's tough, hard fought, and they lose, I think they're going to be around this season and fight for that playoff spot. What is your thought on this game?
Look, I think this is a very important game for Cleveland. Just as you said, this is an opportunity for them to use the Pittsburgh Steelers as a measuring stick. They're off to a 4-1 start. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens have been the class of the division forever. So if Cleveland is able to go on the road and either compete or defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers, then I think we have to believe that they are for real. And when you look at the way this team plays, man, they can give you a ton of problems with their running game, the weapons that they have on the outside with Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, and the way that they are managing Baker Mayfield with the defense also playing well. This is a really, really good football team. They're really solid in all areas.
What about Tampa Bay and the penalties and lack of focus? Is that Chris and I both think that's coaching and Bruce Arians? And has this been a problem? I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. There's a certain culture there. I know Tom Brady's not used to it. What do you make of those kind of mistakes in football games?
Early in the year, obviously, you're going to have some of those things. Without preseason, you have guys making mistakes. But I will say Tampa is probably a little looser than where Tom came from in New England, and I'm sure that's a bit of an adjustment for him. Mm-hmm. And because he's so detailed and buttoned up and he demands things to be a certain way, that I'm sure there's some frustration. I think we see that frustration sometimes play out in games. This was the biggest challenge, was to see who was going to bend to who. Was Bruce Arians going to kind of bend towards Tom Brady and make this a little more Patriot-like, or was Tom Brady going to submit to Bruce Arians? And I think they just have to find that middle road. It's early. This team won't be what we think they're going to be until the last half of the season. So there's still some more bumps in the roads and in the road and things that will occur over the next 4 or 5 games. But I think by the time you get to the end of it, this team should be humming on all cylinders.
With Dallas, Tony Dungy said it could be a blessing in disguise.
And he didn't mean it, yeah.
Right.
He got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
People were not happy.
Yeah, criticizing Dax and Dalton's better. He was just saying it might force them to go back to their bread and butter, the running game, and not throw it as much. Now, Dalton said his job's to keep the offense where it was with Dak. I guess he's looking forward to throwing it 40 times a game, but what do you think we'll see from Dallas? And could Dungy be right, or is he right?
Oh, he absolutely is right. It's been the biggest issue in Dallas. The reason why they haven't won is because they don't play team football. They don't play complementary football. Kellen Moore doesn't call the offense. to protect Mike Nolan in the defense or the kicking game. What they do in the kicking game doesn't marry with what they're doing on offense or defense. And so by removing Dak from the equation, you now have a backup quarterback. And we can talk about Andy Dalton being solid enough to go, but everyone is on notice. We're playing with a backup quarterback, so everybody needs to do more. The coaches now are probably more in tune to, hey, let's not get fascinated by throwing the ball to all these talented receivers that we have. Let's make sure we run the offense the best way that we see fit to give our team the best chance to win. So it is a bit of a blessing with Dak being on the sideline because it will force them to have to play that way because that's the only way they can play with Andy Dalton.
Bucky, you know, me and you have gone back and forth on a couple of topics, and I read your horrible column about Aaron Rodgers and how you were giving the coach credit on how he's playing. Can you just come clean and admit you were wrong when you threw dirt on Aaron Rodgers? And so far through four games, he's in the MVP conversation and he's played well.
He is in the MVP conversation, just like Matt LaFleur is in the Coach of the Year conversation. So, yeah, look, he's playing well because his coach is doing a great job of putting him in a situation that's really taking a lot of pressure off of him. When you look at the way that the Packers used to play, because remember the last 4 years, he's been a declining asset at the quarterback position because he has stepped outside of the norm. He's been an improviser, doing too many things on his own. This year, he's playing within the offense. They're doing more things on play action, more design shot plays. And lo and behold, Aaron Rodgers is playing
how
well. As he gets older, the coach has to take some of that off the plate. And the system has taken some of that pressure off of him.
How about what he's done without Devontae Adams? Lazar had a big breakout game. He got hurt. I mean, do you look at that and what he has around him and what he's been doing? Does he get any credit for those without playing with his best receiver?
I think he did a great job playing without his best receiver. But I think what happened is everyone overreacted on draft day. Like, you may have been one of those guys that chimed in. Oh, my God, I can't believe they gave him another receiver.
Now, you know you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me act like that. But, like, I'm some Valley girl or something.
Actually,
oh, my God.
Exactly what he sounded like.
You know that wasn't me.
3 days a week, it was like that.
Yeah, but what the Packers realized is that they were developing their young guys. And now the young guys are playing, they're flourishing. The system has really helped everybody because it's the same system. It's a system that elevates every quarterback that plays in it. You look at Jared Goff, Matt Ryan went to the MVP in it. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing in it. Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, everybody's doing it. Aaron Rodgers is the most talented player to be in that system. And so when you give Matt LaFleur, a former MVP, to play in a system that turns good players into great players, well, now you're going to have an aging superstar play at a high level because the system is really set up like that.
So let me follow up on this then, Bucky. When we look back at this decade where Aaron Rodgers has not only not won a Super Bowl but not even gotten to one, was this the Packers wasting him with maybe a bad coach and not getting the personnel that they needed on the defensive side for this superstar quarterback? Or Was it more on Rodgers just because, as you said, he was still bucking the offense, he was doing what he wanted to do, he was a little more undisciplined? You know, do you put it more on the Packers wasting him, or was it was on Rodgers? Why they haven't even won another Super Bowl?
I think it's both, right? I think it's both. Because if you go back and you look at the early 2010, Mike McCarthy was doing a great job. That offense was number one in everything. They had explosive plays, big plays. But as Aaron Rodgers became, I guess, a more prominent figure, as he went from a one-time MVP award winner to a two-time, he kind of began to do his own thing. And I think everyone around that organization would tell you, sometimes it's hard to call plays when your quarterback goes off the script because it's hard to develop a rhythm and a continuity. And for so long, the best and the biggest plays that the Packers would produce, it happened when Aaron Rodgers operated outside of the framework. Now he's older, he doesn't have the same level of athleticism. He can't necessarily do those things that he was doing when he was a little younger. So now playing in a system like this, the structure has actually freed him to be the guy that we saw him being 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Last thing, we got about a minute to go. I do not, but as the Bears had a big win against the Bucks, that was impressive, down 13-0, came back to win. I think they're playing the Panthers on the road. I do not believe the Bears will be a 5-1 team after Sunday. Am I wrong about the Bears, or do the Panthers win this game?
No, I think the Panthers win. I think the Panthers are a lot better than people give them credit for.
They've won three in a row now, right?
Yeah, yeah, they've won three in a row. They've won three in a row without Christian McCaffrey. Teddy Bridgewater is absolutely playing at a high level. The Wonder Kid, offensive mastermind, Joe Brady, has taken basically the Saints offense, and they put it in with Teddy Bridgewater and him kind of running it. And then they got a bunch of playmakers, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Mike Davis, Curtis Samuel. They are really finding their way. Don't know when Christian McCaffrey's coming back, but when he comes back, this team is really going to be a handful. I still expect them to win against the Bears.
All right, that's our man, Bucky Brooks. Bucky, thanks as always for the knowledge, brother.
Hey, no problem, man. Have a good one.
Even if you were wrong about Aaron Rodgers, we'll still let you come back on, all right?
All right, more of the Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, Alex said to me, see if you notice.
I don't notice.
I don't. This sounds like a B-side.
This
song
was not a hit, Alex. Yeah, I know most of the music from the 70s and 80s.
That kind
of
hurts my heart, guys.
This might have been something they played in Studio 54 before the crowd got there or something.
What this is this? In the Middle by Unlimited Touch.
Oh, you know what? Well, first of all, I loved Unlimited Touch.
Come on, this one's...
But you missed the jam. The jams was Searching to Find the One.
Ah, CB. Right?
And what was the other... There was another one. I can't think. I'll get it later. But
Chris, you remember that song, Push, James. Push in the Bush?
Yes,
remember
yes, that yes. Push, push, push. Hey,
Alex, you got to find that.
Push, push in the Bush. Yeah, I'm thinking of something else.
You remember that?
Okay, yes,
oh my
I do.
God.
All right, good try, though, Alex.
Man.
Not bad. I mean, you weren't born when most of these jams were rocking, so I give you credit.
I only play Heat, CB.
All right. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, this will be unprecedented, I believe. The New England Patriots came back to practice after missing, 3 days? And they practiced Thursday, was going to be their first practice. And the player tested positive for COVID. So they closed the facilities again. There are no plans to postpone Sunday's game. So what I'm saying,
why not?
Right. That's why I say this would be unprecedented. If I'm not mistaken, and Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, this would be the first time in any of the sports that someone got COVID and that game, you know, being a few days away, wasn't canceled or postponed and everything wasn't shut down. Like, so what is this? Right? They're waiting on another positive potentially, but I think the NFL is showing their colors, Rob. Now, obviously, they care about safety to some degree, but they also care about that loot.
They do care about the loot.
That's what this is about.
And, Chris, it doesn't make sense. Why are they going back on this and not doing what they've been doing, which is postponing games to make sure that there's no big outbreak, right? Okay, there's one person. There's a chance, because of the locker room and close quarters and just the way it is, we saw baseball canceled. The Rays couldn't play for a week. The Cardinals couldn't play for a week, right? They did better to be safe than sorry. And then what happened? The games, all of a sudden, it kind of got together, and then we didn't have any positive tests in baseball, right? But they were willing to postpone games. I don't know why the NFL's not willing to do that.
It's the starting center, too. And the whole thing was contact tracing, right? So anyone that this player has been in close contact with, which doesn't mean every teammate, but still, there you can't tell me there's some teammates he hadn't been in close contact with. And so this is interesting if they go ahead and go through with this. The interesting thing to me, Rob, we know that the owners have put it on the table that they might want to expand to an 18th week, you know, if they need that to get everybody playing 16 games. The NFL is acting like you could not expand the season longer. In fact, but most fans would like that, Rob.
Yeah, but the problem is, Chris, and I will back the NFL here, with the way the Super Bowl is set up and whatnot, you can't really move it. You know what I mean? Like, people have bought tickets. People have, you know, like,
Are they planning? Well, that's the thing. Are they planning to have a full stadium?
Oh, I don't know about how full it is, but I'm just saying. But that doesn't mean that you didn't buy tickets to be down there for the, you know what I mean, the event. You might not go.
Look, it's in February. Maybe things will have changed by then.
No, I'm just saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of that stuff's going to be shut down.
I don't know if moving the Super Bowl is feasible. Like, the date. I don't know that. I'm just saying.
I don't know that either.
That would be my only thing if they say, we just can't move the Super Bowl.
They canceled the Pro Bowl, which obviously isn't even in the same league Super Bowl. But my point is, obviously, people are going to watch the NFL whenever it takes place.
No, I get that.
Right? If the Super Bowl was 2 weeks later, that's not going to stop people watching. I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's a whole production.
In normal circumstances, of course.
Right.
You got, you know, what, 60, 70,000 people, whatever, going down there. You got corporations that have planned to be down there. Obviously, we're down there every year. I mean, I totally get it under normal circumstances. But will they be normal? Like, all those parties and stuff, is that going to be happening?
No, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, so are you going to be able to have a full stadium? Sounds foolish to say.
I don't know, but they're fans at games now. You know what I mean? In Dallas, they're playoff game. I mean, they're fans at the game.
Well, Florida, I guess, is everything still open in Florida?
Yes.
I mean, they just you know, ignoring everything. But I obviously, if fans are an issue, then yes, it's going to be hard to move the Super Bowl.
And that's why, Chris, it should have been done, if they're going to do that, a 12-game season, leaving some open weeks. Do you see them? So that you can make up games.
Four open weeks. But because they didn't do that, you have five open weeks. Yeah, then it
would work.
Yep. And 12 is plenty. Let's face it. You can get a gauge now. For my pick, Tampa Bay, 12 would have been a lot different, right?
They'd be 12, in trouble.
You better get your act together. Yeah. A lot sooner, but I do agree with you. We talked about that. They should have went with the 12-game season, and now you're seeing why. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 2 hours left. Keep it locked.